his name was Willie Lynch. And there's a letter that says, "The Making of a Slave." This is also where lynching comes from. And as you would know or be aware of, lynching happened across the world where there were black people. There were plantations in South Africa in the form of wine farms, plantations in Brazil in the form of sugar farms and tobacco farms in the Caribbean. In the US, we know, and many were lynched when they tried to run away. And the lynching also took other forms, right? The lynching became many other things. Dogs biting on the heels of our feet, being drowned, being duped in alcohol. The lynching became abstract. The lynching became other things. They did other things with that. So, yeah, I just want to add that it is important to note what we mean by house nigger, or what was meant by house nigger, and why black women could be read outside of that frame of reference, as they were seen as house slaves mostly than house niggers. There's something to be looked at about house niggers. You know, this term, though birthed in the US and has its roots there, has lived in many ways in other parts of